Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. Movie is Kingdom of the Spiders from 1977, starring William Shatner, Tiffany Bowling, Woody Strode, Olive Voice Davis, and Marcy Lafferty. Tarantulas attack a small Arizona community where it is found that heavy use of pesticides are eroding their natural food supply, and the spiders attack larger animals to survive. This movie gives me the creeps. Knowing that there was no CGI at the time, and that these actors have real spiders crawling all over them, and the amount of spiders, I read in one place that there is at least 5,000 spiders used for this movie. Now, again, I touched on this just a second ago, there was no CGI, so when you see a bunch of spiders being dumped on William Shatner, these are real spiders crawling all over his body. There's one point where there's one literally glued to his face with the actor's glue for makeup. I recommend this movie highly if you like a good scare. I should say a good scare being a good cheap movie scare. I saw this on cable as a kid and have watched it throughout the years every once in a while. This movie has really held up for me. The total budget for this movie was $500,000, and $50,000 of it was used to purchase spiders. There was, again, about 5,000 spiders used. There was animal cruelty used in this film also, unfortunately. A lot of people aren't going to feel too bad because it was spiders, but a lot of spiders were stomped and ran over for scenes in the movie. This movie would never be able to be made today because animal rights activists would go screaming, and rightfully so. I mean, no one's going to really care about spiders, but still, CGI would have to be used for this type of movie. Some trivia about the movie. Steve Zaillian, the co-editor of Kingdom of the Spiders, won an Oscar for his screenwriting of Schindler's List. And Woody Strode is one of two African-Americans who broke the 1940s NFL color barrier. And Olive Voice Davis was married to Sammy Davis Jr. until his death. Again, I recommend this movie. It is on DVD, and it is also on Independent Film Channel every once in a while, but I really recommend it on DVD as they have started using commercials, and that kind of breaks up this kind of movie. So, but be prepared. No one is off limits in this movie as a victim. Cows are not really, but as characters in the movie, cows are attacked, dogs are killed, children are in danger, so be prepared for a good scare. As a co-feature for a double feature, I would recommend Arachnophobia. Arachnophobia is more family-friendly, if you will, for like older teenagers. So I would recommend Arachnophobia and Kingdom of the Spiders as a double feature, and I think it would be a good time. Hopefully you enjoyed this week's review. If you want to contact me, my email address is scatteredb@gmail.com. Again, that is scatteredb@gmail.com. For the rest of the summer, I'm going to kind of stay with the low-budget movies that would have played drive-ins and that sort of thing. And if I can think of any other summer-themed movies, I'll probably do Meatballs in a couple weeks, being about summer camp. But then I'll get into other type of movies once fall starts. I'm thinking about doing a zombie theme for October. That was a suggestion from my brother-in-law, so thanks for that. I think that's a great idea. And if you can think of any good zombie movies, I mean, there's the usual stuff, you know, that everyone knows. But if you can think of some offbeat stuff, that would be much appreciated. So that's it for this week. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.